Today on Vermont Edition, we are going to explore the idea that dance is innate to all humans. And first, we're going to head to Bellows Falls, where a short documentary called Action Conversation Bellows Falls recently debuted in town. VPR's Susan Keith reports on an effort to use movement, body language, and words to bridge a generational disconnect in this small town.
The film begins by the Connecticut River on the ragged back edge of Bellows Falls. A young woman is jumping up and down, waving at the sky. Later, we learn that she's trying to flag down an airplane. Alexis Harris tells the story.
I never knew my real mom. Like, I knew that she lived in Florida, and I would stand outside with my suitcase, and they always said that if you, like, put your hands up like this, if you see an airplane, that they'll come down and they'll get you. Every time I would see one, I would stand out there and try to make them come down and get me.
Harris is one of five Bellows Falls teens and five older volunteers who came together at the Bellows Falls Opera House each day for 6 weeks in the summer of 2012. The younger women were from a summer employment program for low-income teens run by Youth Services of Windham County. The project was initiated by Vermont Performance Lab. The Guilford-based organization invites socially engaged performance artists to develop new work in Vermont communities. Visiting artist Victoria Marks, who led the sessions, teaches choreography at UCLA. Marks uses dance to create what she calls an action conversation between groups of people who might otherwise never meet.
When we start to move together, a lot of our elaborate, formal defense systems melt away a little bit, and we get to do things together that we may not be allowed to do when we sit across a table and have a conversation.
The film shows the women arriving at the theater in two distinct groups, older and younger. A message appears on screen. This project was created in response to a perceived gap between youth and adults in the small community of Bellows Falls, Vermont. The gap is evident in the conversations that follow. The older women seem eager to connect. The teens are wary at first.
People in your age group are the ones that are judging us.
Caitlin Tuller, a single mom, says a climate of disapproval makes it hard to wheel a baby carriage through town.
Adults will just, like, bash teenagers, really children, who are striving the most to be the best parent, and they can't because they really don't know how to be.
The film moves between conversations and choreographed vignettes developed by Marks from those conversations. In one, the women set up dollhouse furniture at the edge of a busy street. The flimsy plastic tables, beds, and chairs are buffeted and dwarfed by the passing traffic.
Throughout my childhood, we were homeless like 10 to 12 times, and we'd sleep on the streets. So since I was about six, I pretty much tried to take care of myself.
Many of the vignettes deal with ways of relating, touching and not touching, body language and looks that convey resentment, rejection, tenderness, affection. Alexis Harris found the physical interaction difficult at first.
I was a person who never got close to anybody. I didn't think I was ever going to feel comfortable with any of the people that were there, but throughout all of it, we definitely grew a really strong bond, all of us.
One of the challenges for the older women was meeting the teens on an equal footing.
I learned to kind of let go of expectations and just listen to what people had to say.
Kathy Michaels, one of the older women in the group, says that took time.
You know, I was just thinking, we'll give them all this advice, but that's not what they want. They don't want people to say, this is what I know, so this is how it should be for you, because their lives are very different.
But as they grew closer, the women discovered similarities in their lives as well. The bonds they formed during those 6 weeks showed when they came together again for the film's premiere. Vermont Performance Lab founder Sarah Coffey is making the documentary available to social service agencies. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keyes.
The film is called Action Conversation Bellows Falls. It was made by Los Angeles-based cinematographer Ann Kaneko, who filmed the entire six-week project. You can watch the film at the Vermont Performance Lab website, and you can find a link to that at vpr.net/Vermont Edition.